in your dreams, your bank account is phenomenal. The life that you have for yourself is phenomenal. The things that you do, the way that you live, what you have is phenomenal. But you as an individual, you're average. And what I'm challenging you to do is to go from average to good, from good to great, and from great to phenomenal.
Enough is enough. I'm getting out of this place and I got stuff to do. I've got assignments to finish. I've got a destiny to fulfill. I am sick and tired. I'm no longer willing to tolerate this place of misery and pain.
Everybody's got a dream. Everybody's got a goal. Everybody wants something in life. But many of you in this room right now, your beast mode is idle. Your beast mode is not turned on. And when you leave this place, I'm telling you, your life is going to go to a whole other level if you can learn to turn that switch on and keep that switch on.
Everybody's got purpose, right? Everybody's got a dream. Everybody's got something they have to pass or achieve or become. But we are generationally programmed to love convenience. And the truth of the matter is, it is so convenient to make an excuse. I want to give you just a few things that you can do to help you to stop making excuses, to help you to stop habitually gravitating to the place called convenience. Number one, you got to stop comparing yourself to everybody else. Rule number one, kill the comparison game. Well, I don't do it like them, and I don't say it like them, and I'm not as tall as them, and I'm not as strong as them, and I don't have the money that they have. I don't have the resources that they have. The reason why I couldn't do it is because my parents weren't there for me, and the reason why I didn't get to go to college on a full ride because my coach, he didn't create the highlight reel for the sports scholarship. The reason why, and so we're just programmed to blame everybody else. When will you look in the mirror and stop comparing yourself to everybody else? We compare ourselves to the way people look. We compare our stories to their stories and our relationship to their relationship. Every single day, the excuses that we make are like a warm blanket pooled over us, covering up the underlying issue of fear, the spirit, the personality of fear. The truth is that the reason why you haven't done it is because you're afraid. Maybe if you could just listen to this a couple times, maybe you'll stop making so many excuses, because the excuse is nothing but a cosmetic. It's makeup. It's a blanket. It's a convenience that we habitually gravitate to because it just makes us feel better. But the underlining issue, the underlining cancer, the inflammation is fear. We're afraid.
Be committed to being a champion. Be committed to being a warrior. Be committed to keeping your eyes focused on the prize. This is what you work for. You got to stay hungry. You got to trust yourself. You got to believe in yourself. You got to keep running that mile. When you run that mile, run another mile. When you start to feel tired, get into that second and third gear. When you feel that your grip is getting weak, find something else to get that grip strong again. Don't quit on you. Don't quit on this opportunity. Don't quit on your success. Don't quit on being the best of yourself. Why are you here? Take a good look at what you see in front of you. Look around you. Realize that at the end of it all, you must understand if it goes down, you must make sure that you are the last man or woman that is standing. Standing strong. Standing hard. And ready for whatever may come.
When somebody is in love with who they've been called to become, what they've been called to fulfill, what they've been destined to do, they're no day off. There are no light. Listen, I'm not a light switch. You can't turn me off. I can never get turned off. Every single day, I'm giving everything I have. That's how big my dream is. And so there's no excuse. There's no pain. There's no dilemma. There are no speed bumps. There's no distraction that can turn me off. I'm not a light switch. You can't turn me off. I want this thing every single day.
Let the world see something they have never seen before in you. Let them witness something special, something unique. You're not done yet. Keep going. Keep fighting. Keep pushing. Keep breathing. Understand, this is the time, and this time is yours. Earn your keep. Earn your victory. And when you cross that finish line, look up to the heavens with your hands up high and take a deep breath, because you made it.
If it's important to you, you're going to find a way. You won't have to look for a resource. You will become resourceful. It's not always about the accomplishment. It's about the effort.